The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged today. Before we jump into this great podcast that you're going to hear, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. They have completely revolutionized the shooting machines. Everyone, to be honest with you, in my opinion, seems to be copying them. Go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. They'll work on trade-ins, they'll work on financing. They will take care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If I know what you're going through, I was there. I took over a program that had never had a winning season, turned it into one of the top USA ranked one that has won national championships, ones that won national tournaments, ones that have won state titles. Let me help you do that. I'm holding my ring right now. Let me help you put a ring on that finger. Come over and check out teachhoops.com and let's head off the podcast.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Coach Unplugged. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to the people up in Bloomington, Minnesota, Dr. Dish. Yes. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. They'll also work on financing. They'll also work on trade-ins. And when you're at it, when you're looking to take your program to the next level, when you're looking for answers, when you're looking to not spend Saturdays on YouTube or watching clinics or doing or driving to a clinic, which are kind of fun, but I'll give you, they're fun to hang out with your coaches. But you want to save thousands and thousands of dollars. For the cost of a trip to McDonald's, you can get teachhoops.com. And it also will allow you to keep your coaching on the edge. It will also allow you to take that coaching to the next level. So go over and check it out and let's head off to the podcast. All right. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I don't know what episode 1,000 something, Coach.
Something. I was listening to some of them earlier this week. I was mowing the yard and I said, guys, like he's around like 1500 of them. You're a machine. I don't know how you do it.
I'm part vampire. I don't really sleep, to be honest with you. All right. So today we're going to talk about programs, culture. I think that's a word that's thrown around a lot. Don't you think?
I think it's thrown around a lot. It's kind of the first thing almost every coach says to themselves or says to their assistants or when you're interviewing for a job is, you know, we're going to come in here. We're going to change the culture. And I did the exact same thing when I first became a head coach. You know, hey, you know, I've had this experience of being an assistant as a player, and we're going to change the culture. But you know what? It actually took me over a year to figure out what the culture was I was changing it from. Right. And that was kind of a surprise to me. I mean, I think I wanted the culture to be similar to my personality, but it was trying to figure out what it was before I got there, which I didn't know. And that was kind of a process of learning for me. I don't know about you.
I tell people, so imagine living in the Midwest and moving to the South or moving to the far East coast. You kind of think, you know, everything, but it takes a while to figure out,
you sure.
know, where do you go grocery shopping? Where, you know, how do the, all that kind of stuff is part of culture. And it's the same thing in a basketball program, I think.
Yeah. And I came from I was an assistant at a Division I school, and I was a JV girls coach, and I went to a varsity boys coach at a smaller school. So also right. going from that girls to boys, was trying to figure out a little bit about that too. But you want to change the culture. So, I mean, for me, I think what I learned over the 4 years that I was a head coach at that time was I wanted to bring a different level of energy and enthusiasm to the program, because I think the program, while they weren't, it wasn't a complete rebuild. They had decent players, but it was, how do we, when you're talking about your culture, I feel like we're talking about the long game.
Right.
I mean, this is like program. This is just not your varsity, because some head coaches come in and only focus on their varsity or their high school program, but the middle school doesn't get as much attention, and the youth program sometimes doesn't get any attention. But when I think of culture, I think of the whole, not only just our varsity program, but our whole community. The whole program all the way down to the youth level. And then the community that's not part of the basketball program, but the administration that maybe not is as close to the program, but everyone that's kind of involved in watching you and, you know, that's rooting for you. So how do you get the culture of the entire program and the way that everyone looks at you? How do you get that? Or where do you want to get that to a spot to where everyone kind of buys into what you're doing?
Well, and I think part of it is what you kicked on too is there's lots of variables affecting your culture. Sure. There's parents, there's the community, there's the players in your program, there's your assistant coaches. There's all these things that are coming in, and sometimes they work really well together and sometimes they don't work real well together. And I think that's part of the issues that people have when I think they get so narrow-minded on, well, I just got to develop my play. Well, yeah, but if you don't have the support of your administration or you don't have the support of the school or the community, that's not going to matter because you're not going to have a job. I think it's all those layers that I don't think people look at that, you know, go into that program culture.
Sure. And I was talking to, I was talking to a couple of coaches on my side about, just about getting their players to buy in. You know, sometimes it's, not only get the players to buy in, but just to have that, when you have that group of kids that graduate, the next group that comes in is they're already on the same page as everyone that just left. And you want that cycle to happen year in, year out, year in, year out. And what happens is sometimes, when you're neglecting your youth program, once you'll have that two or three class group that comes through that just hasn't been worked with. You know, I mean, you're going to have talent come through, and you know, you're going to be, oh, we are a really talented group, but you're going to have those less talented groups that if you're not, and the talent can, you know, get them at the high school level, can take you to a certain level. But if you have those two or three years that may not have the talent, if you're not actually working with their game, once they get it, you might have a dry spell for two or three years, but how do you keep it? Because this is something that you do extremely well. Because I'm like the underdog type coach. I'm a nobody. I'm really a nobody. You know, I'm a good basketball coach, but I haven't accomplished what Steve Collins has accomplished. But you know, you've been contending at the championship level year after year after year. And what do you do at your youth levels to really kind of solve that problem? How much attention do you give them?
A lot, to be honest with you. And the thing is, I've said this before on Coach Unplugged. You think so? Winter sports in Wisconsin. You have hockey. As soon as they can walk, they're skating. You have swimming. Like Madison is one of the tops. We nationally are ranked swimming wise. So if I don't get them early, I'm going to lose them to hockey or swimming. Wrestling is the fourth winter sport for boys, and I don't tend to lose a lot to wrestling, but. Because it just tends to be a different type of player, or they tend to be a family thing. I think this is the teacher in me. I think you got to think about the definition of what culture is. You know, they're customs that have been passed around from people to people to people, right?
Sure.
It's like, yeah. When you don't do that, that's when the issues come, and that's one of my concerns coming out of COVID is a lot of that culture. How do I, you know, we had a gap and we didn't play last year, so how can I keep that? You know, the rituals and the traditions and all the things that have, you know, allowed us to have like 20 plus winning seasons in a row is how do we keep that going? Because there was almost this gap of, you know, everyone hunkered down and no one did any of those things. So I think the youth program has helped with that because a lot of the guys that I'm getting have come through that, but I don't know if they know the rituals that go into that culture. I don't know because
you have solidified a winning championship cause. Like everyone that they come through your ranks, and you said the word tradition, and tradition and culture go perfectly hand in hand. They're very similar, if not the same thing, when you look at your program. But they come through the ranks expecting to play at that championship level every single year.
They look at all the trophies in the showcase. They look at pictures on the wall. It's like Hoosiers kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like they walk into the gym and they look up and see, you know, the guys on the wall. So,
freshmen and JV see that firsthand because they're in the practices with you. They see the juniors and seniors in the hallways, your youth kids, your fourth, fifth, sixth graders. They don't see that as much, but the fact that they're aware of the program, or you bring them into your practices, or you bring them into your games, you make sure that they're coming to watch the older kids, that they're kind of seeing how you guys, how you act around everyone and how you hold yourselves as a program. And they kind of, it's kind of like when you go into a program that doesn't have that. And I look back when I first came in the head coaching world, it was like the junior, the varsity type players, especially the seniors, would not haze, but they would, you know, they'd pick on the younger kids. And then by the time I left, those same varsity kids would end up, they were down in the middle school watching games. We were officiating youth level games. We were trying to get those little kids to look up to somebody and say, hey, I want to do that when I become their age. And then you start to have this culture start to roll around a little bit. But again, that was at my level. And what is it about? Because when you first started, you kind of went through something similar to that, didn't you? A program that just was.
I think part of it was I had to. it had been a losing culture, so I had to. Luckily, bringing someone in was helpful in that. But then it was more about going back to the actual definition of cultures. It was about like, well, no, we practice on Saturdays, and no, you show up on time, and no. These are the expectations, and no, we're going to win. Like, I don't know what the expectations have been before, but it's changing some of those rituals. And trust me, there were clashes and there were phone calls late at night and there were upset parents. And I mean, but I had to rip that Band-Aid off to get to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. We practice the day after Thanksgiving. We practice Black Friday morning.
I know there's deer hunting. I know there's deer hunting.
Yeah.
The deer will be there at noon.
Well, yeah. Ohio is the same way in that aspect. They actually, when deer season opens up, they actually will cancel school for a lot of those smaller schools out in the country.
So. Right. Right. No, in Northern Wisconsin, it's like they say something like Wisconsin is like the fifth deer hunting season. It's like the fifth largest army in the world or something. Yeah. With the number of guns that are in the woods.
Yeah.
I'd stay home if I were any of you. But anything else for this, coach?
Yeah. Well, I kind of break down the different levels that a program is going to find yourself in. So I feel like you're either rebuilding and starting over. And it doesn't matter if you've just gotten this job or you're in the middle of your, but you're kind of either rebuilding, starting over. I feel like you're kind of at that underdog level where now you're starting to compete. Your players are learning how to compete until you become a contender and they start to learn how to win. But then it's that's kind of the level that as a head coach, we've won championships as an assistant coach, but that's kind of my experience as a head coach. But then it's the programs that are now champions and trying to repeat. And then those powerhouses that are just expected to, that are just there every single year. Those are kind of like the five levels I kind of look at. I've kind of really tried to break this down. It's like, what kind of level was I when I was an assistant coach? You know, we were at that contender championship level. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because once you get to that, you can come into a program and they can be ready to win right away. But if you don't play the long game, you're not going to be able to do that consistently. And I think that's what we're working on.
Part of the fun, to be honest with you, is climbing that hill.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, that's where you have to find, I think if you're there for the journey, if you're there for the process, I think you're going to be fine. If you're there for the grind, because it definitely is. I think if you're there on a short-term basis, I think that if you're just playing for what's in front of you and neglect what's coming forward, I think that's when you're going to struggle. So
I do too. And it's like, and keeping it, and when you get to the top, it's hard. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a first world problem, but it's hard when you're at the top to stay at the top. I'm telling you.
Well, awesome. It is.
Thanks, Coach. Anything else?
Yeah. So next week we're actually going to do a 3-day masterclass, aren't we?
We are.
See,
that's why I have you around. Go ahead and tell everybody. I tell
you get lost in conversation, then
I just start talking. Like verbal diarrhea is why.
At the time that this podcast, I think it's coming out on a Tuesday.
This will be Tuesday.
No matter when you're watching, even if you're watching this or listening to this podcast after these dates. But it's October 26th, 27th, and 28th. We're doing a 3-day masterclass on program building. This is going to be a lot of
2021. That is 2021 for people listening.
Yes, yeah, 2021. Yeah. And even so, just go and even if it's past the date, go sign up. And the website is hoopsmasterclass.com. So if you go to www.hoopsmasterclass.com, we're doing a free 3-day event. If you've ever seen me do one of my 3-day events, this isn't going to be of course, when I get going X's and O's, I go for about 3 hours a night. Yeah, this isn't going to be
old. I can't go. I've told Coach you cannot go the 3 hours.
But we're gonna go on day one. We're gonna be talking about culture, and we'll tell you a little bit more about day two and day three in a little bit. But we're gonna break down the culture, and from my experience, how do you rebuild and get that program competitive? And from your experience, how do you go from competitive to being a contender to being a championship program year after year after year? So that's what we're going to be breaking down.
And how you stay there.
How you stay there. Because when I first met you, I went up and I looked at your program, at your website. I'm like, I don't think he's lost 7 games in the last 12 years.
it's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't like losing.
Yeah. So anyway, so go to hoopsmasterclass.com, www.hoopsmasterclass.com. Just opt in, name and email, and then we will email you all the particulars, all of the links, where to watch, what's going to happen. We're going to have some free giveaways, some tools and stuff that's going to help. And it's 100% free to watch. So go to the website, sign up, and then we'll see you guys on the masterclass.
Yes, and tomorrow, wherever you're listening or watching this, we're going to talk about program philosophy tomorrow.
Yeah.
So just a little tease for tomorrow. If you're listening to Coach Unplugged, you're listening on our YouTube, wherever you're listening, you can tune in tomorrow and you'll learn more about program philosophy too. So, all right, thanks, Coach.
Yep, we'll talk to you.
Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.